This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Had you mentally checked out of the global economy in, say, early 2012 and just tuned back in today, you would have no trouble at all picking right up where you left off, believe you me. We will begin today with the European debt crisis, Portugal by name, and a multi-billion dollar bank bailout. Portugal's biggest publicly traded bank, Banco Espírito Santo, is being cut in half to the tune of about $6.5 billion. The toxic assets it holds, which are the proximate cause of the bailout, of course, will be put into what is known in the trade as a bad bank, a term of art in global finance, not necessarily an insult. Also, something we became all too familiar with in this country, say, oh, I don't know, 5 years ago. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reminds us what a bad bank is all about.
The basic idea is actually quite simple. Raj Bala, who teaches international law at University of Kansas, gives us a visual aid.
If you were drawing it out on a blackboard, you would be drawing out good assets and putting a big circle around them, and then you'd be drawing bad assets and putting a big circle around them. They would not be linked.
European bankers call this ring fencing, and they love to reference herding cattle. Kerry Cornelius runs a real cattle ranch and directs the ranch management program at Texas Christian University. He says fencing plays a role, but EU officials seem a bit off with their terms.
I think that's something that bankers probably came up or dreamed up on their own.
Regulators and analysts look for analogies, and the fence analogy makes a lot of sense. You're trying to contain a problem and keep it from growing any further.
Washington and Lee economics professor Linda Hooks says when a bad bank fences off or herds in or does whatever to toxic assets, the good bank can thrive. It goes on with regular business of taking deposits and lending, and customers won't freak out and pull all their money, causing chaos. When the bad bank tries to sell off the bad stuff, lots of money will be lost. But as Dartmouth Business School Associate Dean Matt Slaughter points out, unlike previous bank bailouts, it doesn't all land on taxpayers.
The losses are going to be borne by some of the creditors to that bank and the people that own stock in that bank, the shareholders. And that's a good move, actually, going forward.
Slaughter says banks will manage risk better if they don't assume taxpayers will pay for their screw-ups. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.